Right now it is time for Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. And Ruth comes in and we take a look at what she has been covering and what has been coming up in our area in the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I am nice because, unlike most people, I love...
You like to sweat?
I like to sweat, and I actually posted... I don't know who made the quote, but it's a great quote. I posted this morning. I'm glad it's finally hot enough to complain about how hot it is.
Touche.
Yes.
I just want to begin by saying, just this past weekend, I've heard from several people who listen to this show, appreciate it, and... it was just nice to hear. Just happened to have several comments. So you are heard.
Well, you know, we love, you know, I'll be honest with you, as a radio station and as people that provide information, we love the Republican American. They're the only major newspaper that covers our area.
Well,
I mean, forget about the Registered Citizen. We get no coverage, and the Republican American actually has two or three different people that cover this area.
Yeah, well, we try, but it was just, as I say, it was kind of neat to hear people say, oh, we listen on Monday mornings, we get to know what's going on. So
right.
Just a shout out to those people. Busy weekend, running around, was in Sharon most of the weekend. The new Goodbody Trail was the new signs and kiosks were put up, and got to see this beautiful, beautiful area out and off Millerton Road in Sharon. I've got to just say, the Ellsworth Grange, Taconic Grange, plant sale was just, one of my favorite things every year. And if people don't know about it, maybe we shouldn't give away the secret, but somebody donates all the plants anonymously and they sell for $2. Where else would you ever get
plants and vegetable plants?
Flowers. It's great. And Brent Prindle is out there every year early in the morning setting up and selling, and it's great. Yeah, and yesterday there was, Canaan is becoming the Eagle Scout capital of the world here. There was an Eagle Scout, another ceremony. Two young men, John Moran and Joey Brennan, were inaugurated, I guess, into Eagle Scoutery. And the community turned out. It was, again, one of those where everybody is back in and at the VFW, a large, large crowd in person, and hats off to those young men. It's amazing. So it was a busy weekend.
And tonight we've got Region 1 Board of Education meeting?
We do. We have Ann, the two others, Canaan Board of Selectmen,
yep,
and Salisbury Board of Selectmen. Monday is our busy, busy, first Monday, our busy day. And we had the Cornwall Selectmen last week, and Sharon this week, and Falls Village next week. So we're on the trail of that.
Coming up tomorrow, the Tri-State Chamber's annual Murphy Open Golf Tournament being held to raise funds for various agencies here in the Tri-State region.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. And the Youth Service Bureau's golf tournament is coming up, too, on the 28th, I believe, of June over at the Torrington Country Club.
It's nice to see these things coming back
into
life. It
sure
is.
It was just good to be out this weekend with lots of people we haven't seen in person in a year and a half. So it was really good. School stuff is coming up, graduations, not this week, but next week, and two long, long-time teachers are retiring from Kellogg, Robin Faust and Eileen Gargan, and there's a reception for them on Thursday, outdoors. People can come and thank them for their years of service. It's just that time of year. We're busy, busy, busy. Cornwall did approve its home business regulations, and not without controversy. I don't know. Do you follow the Cornwall?
I wouldn't call it controversy, but consternation, I think, is a good word. Below
website in Cornwall has been just
a blaze.
But the commission feels, it's that regulations are good. They want to allow people to open up businesses. Most, you know, so many people working from home now, so they want to allow them a little more liberty. But boy, oh boy, there are those who are against it. And
well, Cornwall's a small enough town that if people do things wrong, it can be adjusted.
And the zoning enforcement officer does have, you know, she's got the ability to shut things down or mediate or whatever. So, but it's been interesting following that topic. It's almost as bad as affordable housing. So it's been busy, and it will continue to be busy as we go along in the following weeks.
And Peter Steiner has the unveiling of his new book tomorrow at the Hotchkiss Library. It is a virtual thing, but it's for free, and he's going to unveil the book. You can talk to him about the book. He'll talk about the book. That is tomorrow at the Hotchkiss Library.
And Hotchkiss did have a good talk by Barry Meyer, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, this past week on the Trump dossiers, which was eye-opening for me. So the Hotchkiss Library has done an amazing job of getting people, Scoville as well. You know, as
all the libraries have jumped in.
Yeah, Cornwall. They've all done some really, really good stuff. And Books and Blooms is coming up at the Cornwall Library, and that's a great event. People should keep their eyes open for information on that.
And this week starts the Sunset Music Series at the Canon VFW again.
Oh, okay.
So that's back, which is a welcome addition.
Very popular.
All these things are coming back online. Yeah, and it just makes you feel good. And then on Saturday, the celebration of Bonnie Akjar's life at the Veterans Field, the Lions Club Pavilion.
Very nice.
It's
oh.
free and open to the public. There'll be a pig roast. You can bring your own food. There'll be music.
Oh, wow. They
tell you to come dressed, relaxed, because Bonnie liked to be relaxed and have a good time in remembering the life of Bonnie Akjar.
And when is that, Marshall?
That is Saturday. And once again at the ball fields in Sharon, it starts at 1 and it goes to, well, whenever you're finished.
That's a lovely tribute. Very nice.
Yeah. She, the Akjars are a name that's just synonymous with this town. So.
Exactly. Great.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, well, we're back in action here, Marshall.
We're getting there. We don't need roller skates anymore, but that's coming soon.
Pretty soon.
Right,
have a great week.
You too.
And we'll talk. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right, take care, Ruth. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.